morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain program with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, since we started our show in September of 2000, we have been bringing in live guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150.
Good morning. This is Dr. Tong, and welcome again to another episode of Freedom from Pain. This will be our last show at KBRT. Next week on September 7th, we'll be starting another new station, KPLS. That's AM station 830. I think it's 830. So those who want to continue with our program, write that down. Same time on every Saturday. And next week on our KBRT, however, we have one more episode from a contract that we pay for, and we were going to simultaneously broadcast my first episode, but KBRT was not too receptive with that, which is understandable. I may, if I have time, record a farewell message to our listeners, and if I don't have time, I probably do a rerun of the recent episodes. Just in case I ran out of time, because I do have a lot of things to say to you today, I want to express my sincere appreciation for those people who have been faithfully following our program, and I appreciate your calling me and my office and telling me, some of you tell me that you have never missed one episode since the first time in September 2000. Well, today I have two guests, which I, as always, try to prove that chronic degenerative ailments, considered incurable by the medical profession, are curable, all of them. Anything if you were normal before and you develop some symptom because you did something wrong in life, okay, and the Western doctor make a medical label on your diagnosis, those things are curable because you did something wrong that changed your condition. That can be reversed. Our first guest has been sick for 11 years. She was on a show maybe a year and a half ago. She was labeled with all kinds of horrible diagnosis, implying the worst scenario and prognosis for her future health. In fact, she had been in bed most of the time, and why don't we get her on the line and let her tell her story? Let's get Alan on the line. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Fine. How are you?
I'm good today. How are you?
Great, because you sound a lot better than the first time you were on our show maybe 18 months ago.
That's true.
So why don't you start out with how sick you were, how long you've been, first of all, where are you from, and what do you do or what did you do?
Well, I used to be a teacher.
Yes.
and then a health practitioner, actually.
Right.
And I was disabled 12 years ago, was no longer able to work.
Yes. You were labeled by the medical profession with all kinds of terminal sounding diagnosis.
All kinds of.
Yeah. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, Wilson disease, adrenal, I'm just reading from your letter.
Yes.
Adrenal insufficiency, sleep disorder, debilitation and muscle weakness, chronic recurrent infection, chronic depression, anxiety, vertigo, environmental illness, and severe debilitating migraine, which you had has since you were 17 years old. What kind of life have you been leading up to? Yeah, this is not a life, not living. Yes.
No, it wasn't. It got to the point where I really lost the will to live.
Yes.
Especially when I went into what they called adrenal collapse.
Right.
And I was told at that time that once you get to stage six, they there are seven stages. Apparently seven. Stage seven being death, and I was at stage six.
Alan, forget about all the stages.
I know. And I was told at that time that only 4% of people ever recovered, you know, that it very rarely ever went backwards from that state.
Because you never know anything about what we supply, the information we have been airing in our show. And you were in bed for almost a year, according to the letter.
Yes.
And severe pain, debilitation, panic disorder, vertigo, spastic colon, no longer have bowel movement without mechanical assistance. What do you mean by that?
Well, I had to do an enema to get my bowels to move. There was no peristalsis.
How often you need to do that?
Every day in order to have a bowel movement.
Oh, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nightmare and loss of will to live. Improvement began when you stay. I mean, start taking cortisol.
No, my life was a nightmare. I didn't have nightmares. That was one thing I didn't have.
Oh, your nightmares. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't sleep long enough to have one. I don't know.
Short nightmares. Yes. Okay, so you start taking cortisol, okay?
Yes.
That improve you.
Yes.
But that's no good because let's assume that your body is a company. And, you know, if your company is not producing all the product for the welfare of the company and you import it. Okay? That's, you're ruining certain departments. You cannot disrupt function. You should restore function. Get your body back on its own feet doing its own thing.
Yes. Well, what that allowed me to do, it allowed me to stand up because what was happening before I was taking cortisol is my blood pressure was dropping 30 points and
wow.
I could not stand up for more than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that allowed me to walk around, go get my mail, and that kind of thing. But it was kind of like filling your gas tank. It would start wearing off after about 2 hours.
Yes.
And after 4 hours, I would just find myself kind of in a chair, disoriented, not even knowing what I needed was to have another dose. But it took me sometimes a very long time to realize
mm-hmm.
what I needed because I couldn't even think when it wore off.
Yes. Let me ask you, how often you will have a day that without any of those symptoms?
Oh, never. Without any of those symptoms?
Without any day that you feel better? Or
well, better. I had good days. I had good days,
mm-hmm.
but not symptom-free.
Not symptom-free. But how is any of, do you still have any of those symptoms today?
Oh, yes.
Like how severe are they? What are you able to do now that you weren't able to do before?
See, now I have a life.
You have a life.
I still have symptoms. I still have goals. I still am not, you know, radiantly healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't consider, I'm still not able to work.
Yes.
But I'm active.
Yes.
So I have a good time. I can be social. I'm a social being again.
You're sane.
I found that I had a talent that I didn't even know about. I sing and music has been absolutely wonderful for me.
Yes.
And I don't define myself. You know, I had to read the list myself to talk to you about it because I don't think about these things anymore.
Yes.
Because they're not real.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of a construct. In my mind, it's just a construct. You know, medical doctors are trained to diagnose. That's what they get their training in. They're trained to find problems.
To describe problems.
Yeah. They see us in terms of problems. And I used to see myself as a walking calamity, a walking illness.
I used
to define myself in terms of the illness.
Yes.
I don't even think of these names anymore, the diagnosis, because to me, it as I lived this whole thing and worked with it, it became more, and especially when I started your treatment and saw the results, I saw everything in terms of blocked energy.
Yes.
You can define every single one of these diagnoses as blocked energy in a particular part of the body. And just going in and moving that energy the way you do, the kind
yes.
of results I got every single time that the block was removed, I had an emotional release, and I started thinking differently.
Let me expound on that, okay? Mm-hmm. All the cause of all the symptoms, all this terrible, horrible label that the medical profession put on you are caused by the underlying disease, which had to do with your living energy, your mind and spirit. We call it mind and spirit. You are a living, invisible energy that occupies the entire universe. You are a frequency, a broadcasting frequency.
Absolutely.
Entering your physical body. When you, the invisible part, which is your CEO, cannot enter that physical body, you have no control, and that's what causes a symptom. So clearing the blockage, remove the symptoms, and make you happy. Just in case people forget, this is the best definition for happiness.
Right.
A couple of months ago, a few months ago, we had two people that are suicidal, two little girls. One of them is 21 years old. She was raped 1.5 years ago and have nightmare every time, every day about being raped every night. The more she talked about it with the psychiatrist, the more it happened. The drug never worked. And her parents get divorced and all this kind of thing. She was like a wounded animal when she first came to see me, suicidal. But within the first treatment, she was much better. And within 2 weeks, she was happy. Now, how can 2 weeks wash off all the bad memories? Once your body is connected to your mind and spirit, nothing happened around you matters.
Yes, because then the energy, the life force energy,
that's right,
comes through you. And so now that's my goal.
Yes.
You know, every day when I wake up, it's how can I connect to my life source energy today? How can I have fun? What would be a great day?
Yes.
Way to live my life today.
That's right.
And even when you have to deal with unpleasant situations, you can always think how, and you find yourself thinking negative things or
yeah.
feeling down, you can say, let me take myself to a higher place, because I know now that all I am is I'm a vibrational being.
Yes.
I'm always a choice. I can always choose.
Yeah, listen, Alan, so today, all I wanted to let the listener know is that you have a life. You are able
right.
to go out and socialize, not stay home all the time suffering.
I'm happy.
You're happy.
And I have
most important.
I'm looking forward to the future. I know, I look back at where I was a year ago, 18 months ago.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful for all the progress that I've made, and I know
yes.
that it's going to continue. It's just.
And one of the things that your progress was slow the first 6 to 8 months because you did not listen to me about the diet. And you remember that?
Yes.
You had trouble with authority, so you didn't think that the hot and cold food make any difference. That's why.
I didn't really understand that, but
yeah.
you know, I know you think my progress is slow, but I never did because
oh.
I every single time I went through treatment, I felt I went through a dramatic change.
Great.
And I don't know if you really knew just how sick I was.
I did.
I know you think.
Because I was sick myself
yes.
before, so I totally understand how you feel.
Yeah, I know you really
yeah.
do. But
yeah.
but I never felt I know you feel my healing was slow. I don't. I felt it's really been dramatic.
Yeah. Great. Listen, I got a lot of things to say, okay? I want to invite you again later on, maybe after you go back to work, maybe a year later, you know, so make yourself work. So thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And you have a nice weekend. Stay tuned and listen to my other guests and what I had to say to you guys, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Tong.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Just in case people have questions or want to make an appointment, my phone number is 714-556-8664. Okay, our second guest has problem with the cerebellum, which is a small brain that controls movements. So she walks wobbly. She's not steady, and they call it ataxia. So this is a medical profession labeled cerebellar ataxia. She had gone to Johns Hopkins, one of the best medical schools in the country. So let's get Barbara on the line. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Are you better?
I feel better today.
You feel better today, right?
I do.
Okay. Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Well, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
And I work part-time at Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
I was laid off at Deutsche Bank. I was bound.
You were laid off when?
last about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Your speech all around.
Okay, yes. You still have a little problem with your speech, which you're going to improve in 2 weeks. I can tell you that, okay?
Because that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, your improvement was quite dramatic yesterday. That's why I invited you.
Yes.
So you had one treatment yesterday. Let's talk about your illness. When did you start and what have you done for it? What happened to you when you first got sick?
Well, I think it's been at least a year ago, I don't know. I just know that when I got a phone call, I was able to write.
Yes.
And that's when I went on disability.
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, because I couldn't write. I couldn't speak well.
You could not walk.
I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I found out I couldn't run.
You could run?
I couldn't run.
You could not, or what?
Could not.
Yes.
And that surprised me, you know, because my daughter and I run across the street.
Oh.
And I couldn't run.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
No, but all the doctors I've gone to in the past, nobody knows what's wrong.
Yes.
Nobody can tell me what's wrong, you know. And I know something is wrong. I'm not crazy, you know.
Yes. You went to Johns Hopkins Hospital Medical Center. What did they do for you?
Actually, nothing. They did a lot of tests and blood work, and I'm supposed to go back in 4 months to have another MRI.
I haven't
done that yet, of course.
Don't even bother. It's just a waste of time, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you said it right. Nothing. They have not done any.
Everybody has been doing tests. But it's like, what's wrong?
Yeah, they can tell you what's wrong microscopically, but they don't know why it happened.
Right.
And the most important thing, the bottom line, they cannot fix your health. Okay? This doctor from Johns Hopkins get your diagnosis in cerebellar ataxia.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree she should go on disability at this time. Refer her for vestibular physical therapy. That's not going to do anything. And they say here, we also discussed, he was discussing with another consultant the potential diagnosis here, such as idiopathic cerebellar degeneration versus secondary etiology, vestibular origin, a bunch of esoteric medical term, but they are so confused on what caused the problem. Now, tell us what I did for you yesterday.
Well, yesterday I took a lot of shots.
Yes.
And then I had...
How was the walking afterwards?
Afterwards, the walking was fine. I mean, it wasn't 100%, but it was better.
Okay. But your leg, your weak was stronger, correct?
Stronger. I felt stronger. My leg felt stronger. I felt better when I walked from your place back to the hotel.
Yes.
You know.
You're right-handed. Your right leg was weak. And that's the reason why you were wobbly. Yeah,
right.
You're right-handed. Normally, your right leg is stronger than the left.
Right.
But before the treatment, your left was stronger.
It was.
How about after the treatment?
Well, after the treatment, I felt much better. I could feel that my leg was stronger. I could stand up longer. I could walk farther.
Which leg stronger, the right or left?
Leg.
The right leg stronger now, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's after one treatment.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, how many tests did I do on you?
None.
Okay. Like our first guest, Alan, say, the cause, the real disease has to do with blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind, the real Barbara, vibrational Barbara, is not in that physical body, okay? When Barbara can no longer enter the body, we call it physical death,
mm-hmm.
okay? When Barbara is partially in the body, we call it disease or aging.
Mm-hmm.
So all I did is connect you back to your physical body. Because your response is so dramatic, I really think that within 2 weeks, a lot of improvement, your speech, your handwriting, I have you... roll on my chart, okay,
mm-hmm.
before the treatment. And I am very confident that by 2 weeks, your writing will be pretty much back to normal before your illness.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Listen, thank you very much for being a guest on the show, because I do have some message I want to talk to the listener. So have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, I want to make this a few messages that summarize some of the things that I've been trying to teach you people, okay? In fact, today I was hoping to schedule an Alzheimer patient who was really cuckoo, who is really a very successful business administrator. He ran his own business when he was in the productive years, and today, prior to seeing me, he didn't even know what 2 plus 2 is. He could not carry on a conversation with other people. His wife said he is like, Goofy, okay? Since we've scheduled him for the 14th, which is the second episode at KPLS, okay? That's 8:30 a.m. station. Those who are interested, you should listen to him, I wish I was recorded him prior to my treatment, and then you can compare to what he said today. Now his wife said, well, does he really have Alzheimer or dementia? My response to that is, what difference does it make? That is just a name. He is no longer the same John that his name is John, that you're accustomed to. He doesn't react like John, okay? You label it Alzheimer or not Alzheimer, doesn't make any difference. In fact, I did not check his brain for those protein plaques or any other blood tests that are abnormal. I don't treat those. I treat the mind and body that are not in disharmony. I get the real John back into the body. So today, to keep a story, he cracks jokes, he remembers a whole bunch of things, he acts just like a normal person. Now, how long would that last? As long as he follow my diet and get some more treatment, okay? Maybe 1 month, 2 months, 2 months at the most. So, is Alzheimer curable? Is adrenal collapse curable? Is thyroid, Hashimoto thyroiditis, Wilson disease, adrenal insufficiency, all curable, all can be cured. That means that after a certain number of treatment, this patient will not need any form of treatment, including my NBE treatment. They will be symptom-free. So in the last 2 years, we have every Saturday, we have presented cases after cases of all kinds of fancy names, medical terms, Western diagnosis. Okay, and they say that's not curable. We prove that. I hope I convince you that they are all curable. Okay, Western diagnosis are nothing but symptomatic labels. They tell you what is wrong, but not why it happened. Okay, treating the symptom and not treating the symptom is called the medical term. There's a good medical term and a fancy euphemism called palliation, palliative approach. To say it in the more truthful term, that's suppressing and covering the symptom, but not treating the real problem, ignoring the real problem. Most likely, just like when you are, I think I better slow down because I just have so many things I want to say. Anyway, like the symptom would be like a bunch of water stain on the wall. You paint over it. That is palliation. That's covering the symptom because you're ignoring the underlying leak, which continue to rot your system. And if your pain has side effects, that will add insult to injury, okay? It doesn't matter how many randomized double-blind study that you have proved this paint is better than any other chemical or paint, okay? The treatment is not acceptable. So all these double-blind randomized study are meaningless. If your treatment is then repair yourself, it's totally unacceptable. Okay, today we have a situation where symptomatic suppression is the norm with no cure in sight because you're not treating a real problem. Now, except those people who have been listening to our show, will continue to believe that there is no cure and continue to look for the cure. Last week, we have a listener that called in and, okay, her daughter died at the age of 40, died of drug overdose. Prescription drug given by doctors. Doctors need to understand they are harmful, okay? Especially when they are not effective. They will not be effective if the underlying problem are not treated. In the beginning, they may be effective, but if the underlying problem are not treated, they will not be effective. In 1999, there's a Vietnamese man went in the hospital in Orange County and killed 3 people because He blamed the suffering of his mother who, after surgery, really went downhill, suffering pain, and nobody was able to do anything about it because mother was provided with symptomatic treatments. Nobody treat her health. Nobody treat the underlying source of problem. So how much suffering do we have to have more? Okay, my wife go to St. Andrew's Church in Newport Beach, okay? She have a choir member. His daughter died 3 years ago of cancer. his wife died 3 months ago, and he just recently died, all with some kind of serious disease. Okay, so with all this suffering, how anxious or sincere are the medical profession about finding the truth or a real cure for chronic disorder? I sent in a bunch of press releases to medical journals, to the media, and I know I was disappointed. Even at this time, they are not really interested. Nobody gave me a call. One journalist wanted to write a story on it, but he charged me $1,000. So today, I do not feel that I need to pay for this kind of information. They should be knocking on my door and try to discover this kind of information. However, I don't expect that to happen because the medical profession really have the political power to cover up. To give you some story, recently last year, Blue Shield discontinued my membership with the insurance company. And I'll give you a couple of stories. Why? Because my treatment is not the standard of the norm. You go back to my first episode, I have a former Wimbledon tennis player who had a knee that was swollen, and they injected him many times with cortisone, and he drained it many times, but he keep on painful and swollen, and they want to replace the knee. I got him back on the tennis court in 2 to 3 weeks, and in the last 2 years, he had won many championships. Okay, in spite of that, they say that my treatment is not medically necessary. Okay. And I had more to say, but we are running out of time, and I want to continue to say that on our next episode. And unfortunately, some of you may not be able to receive that station. That's AM 8:30, same time on Saturdays. So those people will continue to able to receive that station. I'll be talking to you again. In any case, I want to thanks to all you that have been listening to us for the past 2 years at KBRT, and I want to thank all the people in KBRT that have been helping me for this program. And next Saturday at 8:30 a.m., and I'm saying goodbye. Have a nice weekend.